But this time, Snort wasn't sleeping as soundly as before. Every few minutes, he'd crack one eye, look at me, look at Rip, and go back to sleep. My time was slipping away. I figured I had maybe one more hour before sunrise. I didn't relish the thought of walking over that pile of deadly fangs again, but sooner or later I'd have to try it. I waited for my chance. I'd listened to him snoring. Felt kinda sleepy myself.
Had to concentrate hard on keeping my eyes open and staying awake.
I went to dadgum sleep. My last night on Earth. 1 hour before my execution, and I couldn't stay awake. Next thing I knew, they were getting me up. Outside, I could see the first light of day. I looked up into that coyote face, realized that I had muffed my one chance to escape, and felt a cold shudder pass through my body. No, wait a minute. Let's talk about bribes again.
Shh. Honk not talk. Must hurry and run away.
Huh? The face above me came into focus. It wasn't Rip. It wasn't Snort. It wasn't Scrunch. It was Missy Coyote. Missy, what are you... How... She placed her paw over my mouth.
Come, follow Missy.
I soon learned how she'd managed to enter the cave. There was a secret passage at the rear. I hadn't seen it because it had been covered by the pack rat's nest. Coming in from the backside, Missy had simply dug her way through the cow chips and cactus petals and sticks and pieces of sagebrush. We dived into the tunnel and must have crawled 20 or 30 feet on our bellies. At last we came out into the fresh air. We were standing on a bluff above the village. I looked into Missy's face. A gentle north wind tousled her long winter hair. Why did you do it, Missy?
Not want to see Hunk die. Hunk saved Missy once. Now Missy help Hunk.
You're quite a woman, Missy. And also very attractive. I couldn't take my eyes off that gorgeous face. Do you suppose this might lead to something in the romance department? I mean, Hunk run away! Must hurry! Village wake up soon! Oh, they might sleep a little late this morning. I sure could use a big old sloppy kiss.
Not be foolish. Scrunch, bad fellow. He kill.
Listen, gal. The way I feel right now, I just might go down there and slap your brother bald-headed. In fact, I think I could whip your whole family.